Pi, this is a dictation for Elbert Johnson Jr. Elbert Johnson Jr. Date of birth is 8/2/1956. Date of accident is 7/28/2024. Date of service is 8/20/2024. History of presenting illness. Patient has a chief complaint of severe pain in the left lower ribs, left chest, pain in the lower back, ringing of the right ear as the chief complaints. Patient attributes all of these complaints to an automobile accident that happened on 7/28/2024. The details of this accident are as follows. Patient was involved in automobile accident on 7/28/2024 at 1 p.m. as a restaurant driver of a Mercedes-Benz SUV on Perry Road and Woodward area in Pontiac. He was coming back from a volleyball game with his daughter. He was traveling on South Ferry Road and another car ran a red light going at 90 miles an hour through the red light in an old Ford Marquise. Mr. Elbert Johnson Jr. says that he hit his side as a T-bone passenger side. There was a rollover 2 or 3 times. The other driver got the ticket for running a red light. The airbag deployed and patient was wearing seatbelt and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient did not go to any hospital as there was no pain immediately, no ER. The damage to the car is as follows. The car was completely totaled. The front is damaged. Front hood, bumper, axle, engine are damaged. However, there was no damage to the glass, windows or glass, and internally the seat belt, headrest, console, dashboard are all okay. The injury was as follows. The patient was injured to the left lower chest by the door, but there was no bleeding, fracture, lacerations, no swellings, no head injury, no direct trauma, no trauma to the neck. His phone was cracked and there was no pain for 2 days. He did not go to the emergency room. History of presenting illness, patient reports no headaches. He reports no symptom of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, seizures, denies any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, no nausea, vomiting, no blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, no taste problem, smell problem, and no incontinence. Only issue is ringing in the ear and some sleep disturbance. Denies any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy. There is no trouble walking, fatigue, no anxiety, depression, panic, no subtle anesthesia. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a ringing in the left ear, ringing in the right ear. Some pain is reported to the left lower chest around 4, but he can breathe. Lower back pain is reported to be 5 and 6, and no radiation is reported. No, he denies any pain in the neck, mid back, upper back. He reports that the pain in the left lower chest is worsened by deep breathing, and also he cannot sleep on his side. He can walk okay. He can sit up to 15 minutes, standing 15 minutes. He's getting up is hard, and he can sleep up to 5-6 hours. All of these things are continuous and are allegedly defined as or described as throbbing, aching, tender. The patient report the intensity of the pain is varying from 3 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. PDLs are affected 5 to 6. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, lying down, and improved by naproxen and sitting and rest. Further, it denies any incontinence of the bowel or urine, muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pains, and needles. He has had MRIs recently and he has been seeing chiropractic. 6 visits so far and he reports 30% improvement. Denies any physical therapy or any other physician involvement yet. Please review the chart for the system review, for past surgical history, allergies to medications. Family history, relationship status, current employment status, disability history, and legal history, and personal history, as well as the ADLs. Physical examination, 68-year-old African-American male, 6 foot tall, 250 pounds. His vital signs are as follows. Blood pressure is 209/137, pulse 61, pulse ox 96. He's alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably, well built, well nourished, and hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic, and patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal, and patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using an adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the chest examination, please mention there is a decreased breath sound on the left lower chest, the tenderness of the left lower ribs 8, 9, 10, and 11 on the lateral part of the curve. No ronchi, wheezing, or crepitus is heard. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination, no muscle spasm is noticed. Please use the template to type it. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, and palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness, only the left sacroiliac joint is tender. None of the other spines from C1 to L5 are tender. No hypotonicity, no paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60. Side flexion 45 and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was painful after 20 degrees. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hofmann sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Negative. Lerner test is negative. Distraction test negative. Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test and slump test are negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Control lateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Brudzinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, the left sacroiliac joint slightly tender to palpation and pain is reported here. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Faber test is positive at left. SI joint advancement test is positive on the left side. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities, all the extremities are found to be completely negative, including shoulders. No pain is reported in the shoulder, elbow, hand, fingers, hips, knees, or foot and ankle. Diagnosis. In general, 110 V89.2XX थी। Z79.89 in the CNS, please mention Vertigo, Nerd M79.2, Ligaments M54.0, Chest, Left Chest Injury S22.42.XXA. Lumbar Spine M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, S33.5XXA, M54.17, M46.1. Plan of care for Albert Johnson Jr. is from the template. Treatment plan follows for Albert Johnson as follows. The patient is prescribed physical therapy to affect on lumbar region and left ribs and right ribs, and 3 times a week with traction massage, chiropractic treatment to coincide together along with laser acupunctures. Patient is found disabled for work and hospital replacement. Medications are provided. Celebrex 200 milligrams a day for anti-inflammatory effect and for healing. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lyrica to help in sleep, relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. Narcotic analgesics are provided. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet PRN every 12 hours for pain relief. Improves the life functions in sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. The patient did bring a MRI that is done at M1 Imaging on August 12, 2024, after the accident. It shows there is a posterior disc bulge, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Hernial disc is noticed on the left, extra foramina, disc herniation at L5-S1, bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis. There is also a facetal ligamentous hypertrophy, L4-5, L3-4, L5-S1. The patient was advised about all the findings and options, including spinal cord stimulation and surgery, provided therapy, acupunctures, chiropractor treatment, and injections don't help. Interventional pain procedure, patient was advised to consider having left SI joint injection as well as the LESI times 4 to bring relief. Surgical options, none are being considered. Referral to neuropsych, not warranted. Attended care, caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records, none are existing. We have requested record release from current providers like chiropractor. Investigations, an x-ray of the chest is ordered. Since patient never had an opportunity to get an x-ray to rule out any fracture rates. DMEs. The patient was provided with back brace and a tense unit. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.